Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Summer doesn't officially get here till Thursday, but it'll feel like mid-July from the Midwest to the Northeast.
It is almost unbearable.
That woman's in Detroit, where an excessive heat warning is in effect. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
We'll have way more than three consecutive days in a lot of parts of the Northeast. Pittsburgh may have its longest stretch in 30 years. But writ large here, even where you don't necessarily have the 90-degree temperatures continuing for a week or more, you still have this dome in place, and it looks to be locked in there for a good long while.
Firefighters in Los Angeles are making progress on the state's largest wildfire of the year. The flames northwest of L.A., now 20% contained. CBS News Los Angeles' Jasmine Veal is in Gorman.
This wind-driven wildfire burned up vehicles at this auto repair shop in Gorman Saturday afternoon. Jonathan Martin arrived with his heavy equipment to help the owners clean up.
I was mildly concerned for this town. It's a tiny town that it's pretty catastrophic when you have a fire like this. Tire company lost all their stock. So I'm here to help clean that up and get them going again.
This morning, the Biden administration announced sweeping new protections for hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants married to U.S. citizens. It'll allow them to apply for permanent residency and eventually citizenship if they've lived here for 10 years and married by yesterday. A federal judge has temporarily blocked Iowa from enforcing an immigration law that makes it a crime to enter the state after being deported or denied entry into the U.S. Lisa Graybill at the National Immigration Law Center.
Judge Locker notes that as a matter of politics, the Iowa legislation might be defensible, but as a matter of constitutional law, it is not.
The Boston Celtics make history.
Number 18 has been secured.
They've won a record-breaking 18th NBA championship, beating the Mavericks 106-88 in Game 5 on ABC. WBZ's Drew Mulholland with the fans in Boston.
Getting a little rowdy out here. I'm standing next to
Moses.
Moses, you have a good time tonight?
Oh, yeah. This is the best time of my life.
You're from Boston, diehard Celtics fan. How electric is this crowd out here?
This is just unreal, you know. A long time since we won the 08 championship, being here in the crowd, seeing people get fun, crazy. It's just, this is the time of my life.
New study from Tufts shows too many of us still eating too much junk food. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Researchers did find some improvements over the past 20 years, with consumption of nuts, whole grains, and proteins rising. Gains in dietary quality were highest among younger adults.
S&P futures are up one. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Former President Donald Trump is in Racine today. If you need to get downtown, there might be some traffic issues with the Racine police issuing a statement about the impacts. There will be no full road closures, but police are warning of potential delays and parking restrictions downtown. In the police statement, they report a protest is planned in Monument Square. Downtown businesses will be open throughout the day. Community centers, libraries, and village halls are being used as cooling centers throughout Racine and Kenosha counties. The heat is on again today, with governments providing relief from the high temps. All of the Racine community centers are providing refuge if required, as are the libraries in Kenosha. Each community has a listing online of where you can cool off. The thin blue line flag was flown at Racine City Hall yesterday. It was to recognize the five-year anniversary of the death of police officer John Hetland. Hetland was off duty when he tried to stop a robbery at Teaser's Bar, but was shot and killed. A statement says the flag is meant to symbolize the city's respect for his sacrifice. A program designed to promote the physical and mental well-being of cancer patients is being continued in Kenosha County. The Village of Pleasant Prairie is once again offering the RecPlex Living Well Scholarship as they observe National Cancer Survivor Month. The goal of the program is to promote well-being through regular exercise, and it's open to people that have undergone cancer treatment in the past year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose in Anaheim. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing last night to the Angels 5-3. Milwaukee starting pitcher Carlos Rodriguez giving up those five runs, four earned. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
That's his second major league start.
Do you feel like he took a step forward tonight, though, Murph?
And I think he's going to be a good pitcher. There's no question about it. But you got to have fastball command. You got to be able to throw a fastball in the zone when you want to. The leadoff walk to Adell there is, you know, unnecessary. And then what happened after that? I'm just kind of control it a little better. But yeah, I think he's going to be very good.
Basketball, the Boston Celtics are the NBA champions. They beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-88. Former Buck Drew Holiday now has his second championship ring.
They really embraced me when I first got here, and they made this game super easy. But the fans here are insane, man. I didn't expect it to be like this. I love you guys.
That's the Celtics, Drew Holiday, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 80s, and winds out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. An afternoon storm possible. Mostly clear tonight, low to mid 70s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 86. Some showers and storms Thursday, 79. Currently, 78 degrees.
I play the lottery now. Anybody else play the lottery? Yeah. The lottery, the last act of a desperate American. You know what I really hate? The people that win the lottery, I hate them. They always go, what are you doing with all that money? Oh, I'm not going to quit my job. Not only would I quit my job, I'd be out of the office so fast. Three or four people I work with would be out of a job because the suction would carry them out in the street with me. I'd be flying out of there like a rocket.
Kingsman, Louie, Louie, 609 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me today. Yeah, it's a beautiful morning, a little hot, maybe a little humid. But when I stepped out this morning, it was a nice warm breeze. And my neighbor was out moving her cars around so her daughter can get out. And you know, when you have so many cars, you got to shuffle them around in the driveway and the street. And anyway, so I was out there talking to her this morning early on. It was just a beautiful morning. Yeah, I loved it. Hey, looking for a new job? All right, you want an attractive job? These are a list of the most attractive occupations out there, assuming salary doesn't matter. All right? Number four on the list was teacher. Number three, forest ranger. That would be a nice job, out in the woods all day long, communing with nature every day. That's nice. Traveling food critic. You get to eat at some of the best restaurants. And the number one most attractive job, assuming money didn't matter, T-shirt cannon guy. You know what that is? You ever go to a game at an arena and they use those, like, bazookas to shoot shirts into the crowd? That's what they call it, the T-shirt cannon guy. That's the most attractive job you can have, assuming that that money doesn't matter. Notice how DJ wasn't on the list, because that's another job where money doesn't really matter. Sitting on the dock of the bay, here's Otis.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Otis Redding lost his life here in Wisconsin. He was on a chartered plane that crashed into Lake Monona in Madison, December 10th, 1967, taking his life and four members of his backup band, the Barcades, while they were flying to a scheduled performance. I remember when that happened, 1967. I was a little kid, teenager, but I still remember when that took place. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 86 degrees. Maybe a chance of a storm later on. Very slight chance. Sunny, 77 degrees right now at Radio Park. Oh, yeah. Local news and timeless hits. Pass it on. Tell a friend. WRJN with J.J. Jackson. But it's all right.
Sure, they're gonna be good, but it's alright, alright, girl. You can.
Timeless hits, WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary frequency of 1400 AM. We're here 24/7 with local news and timeless hits for you. If this guy is suing Apple for over $6 million after he found out his wife found out texts that he sent to hookers and divorced him. Now, he deleted them from his phone, but he didn't realize she could also see them on their shared computer. He thinks Apple should have to cover everything he lost in the divorce. Yeah, I mean, how that thing works out for you, that's not going to happen. Hey, do you ever precrastinate? Precrastinate. I do this all the time. It's actually the opposite of procrastinating. Instead of putting things off, you do things as early as possible so you can stop stressing about them. That's me. But it can also cause its own kind of stress, making you feel like you're rushing all the time. Yeah, I am a procrastinator. Hey, I've got the Brewers, the first place Brewers. Brewers in first place by 5.5 games. They'll take on the LA Angels. Well, I was the Lakers. The LA Angels tonight, 8 p.m. here on WRJN to increase their first place lead. We'll see what happens. 617 at WRJN. Again, local news and timeless hits.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, today's WRGN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance quality care and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Go to WRGN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab.
On my way to better things, I found myself somewhere.
Mostly sunny today with a high near 86. Partly cloudy tonight, low 73. Sunshine tomorrow on Juneteenth Day. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Right now, sunny and 77 degrees in Radio Park. lost the author of this song, the composer the other day, Mark James. BJ Thomas hooked on a feeling. 627 at WRJM. Local news and timeless hits. Don't forget to pass it on and tell a friend.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold.
We listen. Local news and timeless hits back right here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Good morning. It's just about 6:30. You know, cops in Minnesota no longer allowed to ask, do you know why I pulled you over? The idea is to stop people from incriminating themselves and to keep the questioning to formal interrogations, because if you ask somebody, do you know why I pulled you over? They said, yeah, I was speeding. Well, they just incriminated themselves. They can't take it back once they say it. And a 95-year-old farmer in England just got his Rolex back 50 years after it was eaten by a cow. Guy with a metal detector found it in the field where the cow used to graze. Now, knowing how the cow had to give that up, I wonder if the farmer is ever going to wear that watch again. 6:30, WRJN, it's news time.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Former President Donald Trump is in Racine today. If you need to get downtown, there might be some traffic issues, with the Racine police issuing a statement about the impacts. There will be no full road closures, but police are warning of potential delays and parking restrictions downtown. In the police statement, they report a protest is planned in Monument Square. Downtown businesses will be open throughout the day. Community centers, libraries, and village halls are being used as cooling centers throughout Racine and Kenosha counties. The heat is on again today, with governments providing relief from the high temps. All of the Racine community centers are providing refuge if required, as are the libraries in Kenosha. Each community has a listing online of where you can cool off. The Thin Blue Line flag was flown at Racine City Hall yesterday. It was to recognize the 5-year anniversary of the death of police officer John Hetland. Hetland was off duty when he tried to stop a robbery at Teaser's Bar, but was shot and killed. A statement says the flag is meant to symbolize the city's respect for his sacrifice. A program designed to promote the physical and mental well-being of cancer patients is being continued in Kenosha County. The Village of Pleasant Prairie is once again offering the RecPlex Living Well Scholarship as they observe National Cancer Survivor Month. The goal of the program is to promote well-being through regular exercise, and it's open to people that have undergone cancer treatment in the past year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Just like you and I, our livestock are feeling the heat. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. And farmers need to address that, not just on a daily basis, but an hourly basis. That's according to Dr. Scott Pertzborn, one of the owners at Lodi Veterinary Clinic. He says today a lot of farms rely on great technology to keep those milk cows comfortable.
And if a cow had their say, it would be like 50 degrees all the time. That's where they would like to live, at about 50 degrees. Once it gets much over 70, they start feeling the effects of heat stress, and then when it's up at 90 degrees, they're really hurting. So in our newer freestall barns, we are able to do a lot to help with heat stress. You can't get rid of it completely, but one is obviously they're in a shaded environment. A lot of places we're using sprinklers to sprinkle them. And then we're using a lot of fans.
Dr. Scott Pertzborn, he is one of the owners of Lodi Veterinary Care. He said farms really have to pay attention to individual animals. He said cows obviously are going to breathe harder when they're under heat stress, and that can bring about respiratory acidosis, and that can also impact their feet. Obviously, when cows are uncomfortable, they're not eating as much, and they have a tendency to want to bunch up as part of their stress response. All those elements need to be monitored by the farmers.
One of the most common questions that farmers ask is, why don't we see marketing for our dairy products in our state? Where should we be looking? Tina Peterson, Director of Wisconsin Communications for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, sheds light on how you can see your checkoff dollars at work.
Well, this is the perfect time of the year for them to ask that. In every media market across the state in June, we have over 57 dairy farm families featured on local news stations telling their dairy story and encouraging consumers to really celebrate June Dairy Month. But outside of Wisconsin is actually where we spend a majority of our efforts. We know that in Wisconsin, we appreciate our dairy farmers and our dairy products, but we really need to grow demand outside of Wisconsin. In fact, 90% of the milk in Wisconsin is made into cheese, and 90% of that cheese is sold outside of Wisconsin. So growing those export markets, growing demand across the United States, whether it's out in Washington or down in Florida, those are the areas that we really target to make sure we're growing demand.
Visit wisconsindairy.org to learn more.
This heat may be just what the doctor ordered for our corn and soybean fields. According to the latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service, farmers say 69% of their corn looks good to excellent, 67% of our soybeans good to excellent. Both those numbers are lower than they were just a week ago. Meanwhile, our Wisconsin potatoes, 93% of that crop currently in good to excellent condition. And that's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Tuesday. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com. Get signed up today. I'm Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 80s, and winds out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. An afternoon storm possible. Mostly clear tonight, low to mid 70s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 86. Some showers and storms Thursday, 79. Currently, 78 degrees.
One of my roommates has a cat, and the cat threw up on my bed, and my roommate said that's a compliment. She said when a cat throws up on your bed, it means they feel very comfortable around you. So I said, then let's create some tension. So I just had a doctor's appointment. God, I love doctors. They always make me feel so special. Does anyone else confuse medical attention for love? They're so nice. They're always like, how are you feeling? I'm like, I love you too. So I'm trying to create goals in my life. So I go to a psychic, and she tells me my future, and then I have goals. I went to a psychic. She was like, I see you in Europe. And I was like, okay. And the next day I bought a ticket, and I was like, oh my God, she's really good. So I went back to the psychic, and she's like, you're getting married. And I was like, I am? Who is it? And she said, I don't know, but you've already met him. So now every guy I know who's nice to me, I think might be the one. Like, I went to the deli, and the deli guy put extra turkey in my sandwich. And I was like, is there something else you want to say to me?
love you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
It's WRJN. Hey, this woman in Germany joked online after her daughter asked her if she had any regrets. She said she regretted not buying a particular sweater she saw in Iceland 3 years ago, and she posted a picture of the sweater online. And now she can say she has no regrets because a random guy in New York saw the post and told her his biggest regret is buying that sweater for his wife because she didn't like it. She never wore it. So he mailed the sweater to her, and there's a picture of her actually wearing that sweater. Isn't the media, the social media great? You can hook up two people from two sides of the world, from Germany to the United States, just to get a sweater. You know, I interviewed Carole King once, and I don't think she wanted to do the interview. I interviewed her here on WRJ, and all the answers she gave were one-word answers. I don't think it worked out well. Here she is. It's too late.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying.
Something inside has died, and I can't hide, and I just
can't stay together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it. Oh, no, 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 no.
Coming up a little after 7, we're talking about the new season at the Racine Theatre Guild with Jocelyn Fish from the RTG.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
You once thought of me as a white knight. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
and Daydream Believer. Only one monkey left. Yeah, Mickey Dolenz, the rest gone. I feel so old. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, I got a new poll here. 78% of Americans say air travel etiquette has worsened over the past few years. Things like putting bags on seats in the terminal. You know, people want to sit down. You get your bags on the seat. Reclining your seat on the plane without asking. I've never had anybody ask me. Not putting your phone on airplane mode, leaving garbage in the seat pocket. They've been doing that for decades. Asking people to switch seats on the plane, lying down in the terminal. People always taking naps in the terminal, lying down. You got to step over them. Using both armrests when you're not in the middle seat. Hanging on or resting your legs in the aisle. Ignoring the seatbelt sign. Pushing on or kicking the seat in front of you. Now, I have to admit I do it, and I'll tell you why I do it. I'm 6'3". And when they put that seat back all the way, there's no room for my knees. So when I move, it's got to push the back of their seat. Then you get the look. Well, if you don't want it, move your seat back. You don't have to have it pushed back. Drinking too much. You know, I never understood that. They give you drinks at the terminal. They give you drinks on the plane. Then they get upset with you when you're drunk. Wearing strong cologne or perfume, going barefoot on the plane. I've never seen that. And bringing strong smelling food on the plane. That I've smelled. All right, coming up, we've got Jocelyn Fish is going to be here shortly from the Racine Theater Guild. The new season is kicking in a couple of weeks. We're going to talk all about that. That's straight ahead. 649 WRJN for today. Mostly sunny, highs near 86. Right now it's sunny, 78 degrees here at Radio Park.
Check, check, one, two.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest. Artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with easy mobility solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride mobility scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hey, today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately get half off savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals at WRJN.com.
Godness on a mountain top.
Thank you. 654 WRJN. These are the guys who are going to take over the Beatles, the DC 5, over and over.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is going to be a drag.
Sunshine today in the forecast, highs near 86. Just maybe a storm later on today. Don't count on it. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 73. Right now it's 77 degrees. Make it 78 degrees. It's going up at Radio Park.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch a napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought down. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. All right.
soul.
You got to be.
You got control.
You got to be.
You got to me. You got to be mine.
You got to be.
You got to me, girl.
You got to be.
All right, come on now.
You got to be.
Say you got to me.
Neil Diamond, you got to me. WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Pass it on. Tell a friend. All right. We just ahead of news time. Coming up on the other side, Jocelyn Fish is going to be here to talk about the latest with the Racine Theater Guild. A new season kicking in shortly. Billy Ray Cyrus filed for a temporary restraining order to keep his estranged wife, Fire Rose, from using his credit cards. He says she blew through almost $100,000 in the first 2 weeks after he filed for divorce.